We are learning Maseches Chagiga, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines down on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan. We're learning about different psukim that the Amoraim quoted, and they cried when they said over this pasuk. Rabbi Yechanan, Kimoti Lai Krabachi, when it came to this pasuk, he cried. It says by Eoiv that Hashem told the Satan, Vatisiseni, Boy Levale Chinom, you convinced me to swallow him up for no reason. So the Gemara says, Eved to Rabbi Masisim Loi, a Eved who someone could convince the master to do something bad to him. Masisim Loi, Venisis, and it works. Takana Yashloi, does he have a Takana? And Avada, he can't take a Kapshuta. Of course, Hashem can't be convinced in anything, but just you see from the Psukkim and Eiv that the Satan convinces Hashem to bring Tsaras to Eiv. Of course, there was a reason for it. Back upon him, if this is the case that someone could convince Hashem to do something, we have no takana. Rabbi Yechanan kimat like Rabbi, when he reached this pasuk, he cried. The pasuk says, "Hein b'kadosh of lo yamin." That means with the holy ones, tzaddikim in tzaddikim, we can't be sure they can be tzaddikim until the end of their life. You always have to be careful. If b'kadosh lo yamin, v'man yamin. If on tzaddikim and kadoshim and holy ones, you can't be Maimin that they'll stay a tzaddik. What do you do with us? Meman yamin, yom echad have a ka'ozo borcha. One day he was going on the road. Chazilu gavra dava mankit eini. He saw a certain person that was picking figs. Shabak hanoch demati v'shokach lematu. He left the ones that were ripe and he was dafka picking the ones that were unripe. Omalei lav hanoch ma'alon tvei. Aren't the ripe figs better than the unripe figs? Omalei, yeah, no. I need this for my trip. I'm going on a trip, a few week trip. I carry them with me. So hani notron, the ones that are unripe, they last longer. But hani lo notron, the ones that are ripe, they get spoiled right away. Omar, so he said, now I understand pshat. Which means that the tzaddikim are like the ripe figs. Now, if you leave them in the world, Hashem is scared, and they get spoiled. They're going to do averus. Therefore, Hashem takes them right away. In this way, they won't spoil. They won't spoil. That's why in the stup shah in the pasuk, break the mara. There was a certain Talmud Chacham that was in the neighborhood of Rav Alexandri, v'shachiv atazuta, and he died young. V'amar, and he said, "Iboy haim rabbanon havachai." If that Talmud Chacham would have wanted, he would have lived longer. That means he would have behaved. He would have lived longer. Vim isa. Why are you saying that if he wanted, he could have done more mitzvahs or done less averus and lived longer? Maybe he was a tzaddik gam, and Hashem took him away before his time in order that he shouldn't spoil. So why was he so sure that he could have lived longer? By him, he knew that this person was a mevayit berabbeisav. He knew that he was mayor lach by rabbi, and he wasn't. And he was not listening to his rabbeim, and therefore he knew that was the reason why he died. And this whole hengedosh loyamin is when you know it's a tzaddik gomer and still he died. Then you say the reason is because Hashem took him for his time. Mashenkin, this person, he knew that he was makir boy. They was not from the kedoshim. Tosis says the same similar thing in Masechel Shabbos. It says there was someone died young, and his wife was bringing his tefillin. All about the midrash says. It says by the Torah, Kiyuchem Yecha Va'erichim Echa, and he learned so much. How did he die so young? And they didn't answer him this because they knew that they had a different taina there. He did a certain averus there, happened to be the guy with Harchakos and Hilchas Nida. Like upon him, Avad, if you know someone did something wrong, you understand why he died young. We're talking about even Tzadik Gomer, there could be a pshat because Heim Gedarish Lo Yamin. Rabbi Yechanan Kimoti Lahai Kro Abachim. When he reached the following pasuk, he cried. It says in the pasuk, Karafti Aleichem Lemishbat. I'm going to bring you to judgment. I'm going to be a quick witness in the ones who did kishif, the one who did znus, the ones who swore l'sheker, the people don't pay up their workers. Eved on time. Eved Shirabo, so his tiny, what he's crying about was like this. Eved Shirabo mekarver lo doinoi, memar la idoi, takani yashloi. Eved, who his master runs to judge him and to say witness about him. Is there a takana? Amar Rav Yechon Zakkai, Oy lonu, another point about this pasuk. Oy lonu is a shaka aleinu akos of kalus kachamuras. You look at this pasuk, the Mashal points out that they're not all talking about the same person. Given the farksiv machashiv menafim, which are chayiv misa, so why would you say also you're going to judge him on oiske schar sacher and all those things? Because kamer rabbinay. So it must be that this pasuk, when anyone has one of those things, Hashem runs and judges them. So you see that even the kalos are kachamuras, because the Gemara, the pasuk appears oishke ischar sacher, which means someone doesn't pay on time, is like a manaif or mechashef or a chayiv misa. So oy lonu that Hashem does the same type of judgment say on kalos on kachamuras. This happens to be a mesilas hasharim, I think, that says that Hashem will judge us on every little thing, even on the small things, even some of the bigger things. And like there was a story with one of the Gedolim that I think about a Gra, that there was one time a fry yid who wanted to come eat, and the shayla was, she washed his hands for him. So it's like, what's the point? The guy's eating out of bracha, he's like, wash his hands. So the Vilna Gaon says, she washed his hands because even for that, he'll get punished. If for everything someone doesn't do, there's a din v'chashbon.
Punishment is the same.
I can
call one college.
Omar Stalker, it's not the punishment. No, it's the same. Not the same punishment. That Hashem will be maher to judge him and maher to say witness about it. Not the same punishment. No, it's a problem. One's misa, one's not. Because the Mar says kalas chamuras. One's misa, one's not misa. But this is talking about la'acham meyav esrim. Is talking about that Hashem is going to run right away to judge them. Omar Stalker, kol amat adina shel ger kilu mat adina shel ma'ala. Shneimar. It says in the pasuk. It's end of that pasuk. Umati ger, someone who changes judgment of a ger. Now, Lashem should say umatu ger. Why umati ger? Umati ksiv sounds is going on Hashem. Umati Hashem, they're saying the person makes me change. Umati, so see someone who changes the judgment, alters the judgment of a ger. It's ki'ilu you alter the judgment of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amrini ba papa kol oisidava mescharet boy. Anyone who does something and he has charata, right away he gets mechila. It says at the end of that pasuk, let's read the whole pasuk. It says the pasuk, I'm going to bring you close to judgment. Aid my maher, I will be a quick witness from mechashvim, from menafim, from mishpon l'sheker, of oishk ischar sacher. Almono v'yosoy memati ger, v'lo yireuni. They didn't fear me, Omar Hashem Tzvakas. But if they did fear me, right away you have a mechila. Tosis points out that this Gemara is not exactly like the Gemara on Yuma, which says, Tshuva Toila, V'yem Kippur Mechaper. Here it's Mashma, the Tshuva alone is Mechaper Miyad. So Tosis says it's not like that Gemara that says it's Mashma that you need Yom Kippur and Tshuva alone is not Mechaper. Rabbi Yechonon kimot la'ikro abachi. When he came to the following pasuk, he cried, it says in the pasuk, ki es kol ma'asei alikim yavoi b'mishpat, al kol nelam. On all ma'asei alikim yavoi b'mishpat, al kol nelam. Ever to rabbi shekel ashkogos kizdoinos to kone yashloi, because al kol nelam means even the things that you forgot. Nelam means you forgot about. Hashem is going to come to judgment even on shkogos, even on mistakes. So Eved, that his master even gives the punishments on mistakes, that Kani Yeshloi, my al Kol Nelam. What's also Kol Nelam? Kol Nelam Asma, even the small things. What's Kol Nelam? Omarav, is there a fechaver of Nimasba? That is someone who killed a louse in front of his friend, and the friend got disgusted and they bothered his friend, he will get the judgment on that. But Shmuel Amazah Rock, even a small thing, Kol Nelam, he didn't do it on purpose, and it was a small thing still. Someone spits in front of his friends and he gets disgusted. Also, same thing. Mayim toivim ra. The end of that pasuk says, "Ki es kol ma'asei l'kim yovim mishpat al kol nelam im toivim ra." Say if it's good and say if it's bad. Im toivim ra. Something that's good to get punished for. Amar Rav Yana, zeh anois tzedaka la'ani b'fahesya. That it's someone who gives tzedaka to an ani in public. And that's something that's not proper. Like you're walking by and you say, and someone says, you know, that person needs money. So you go over to the front of him and give him $100. That's not, you have to go privately. So he saw someone giving money to Oni Befes. It was better he didn't give it than now he gave it and he embarrassed him. So that's a case that Im Toiv could be a bad thing, could be not a good thing. Avad doesn't mean that someone's collected stock, you don't give him a fahesia. It means someone does not collecting stock, and you find that he's on it, you give him a fahesia. That is not the proper thing. And a person will get a din v'cheshbon on that. The bear of Shila Amri Zeh, no yitzin tzedakah le'isha v'seisa. Someone gives tzedakah to Isha privately, to come ma'isi lo adichshada. People will start being chayshah the Isha that she needs money and therefore she'd be mezana with people. That's why it's vakarat. You should not give a Isha, a man shouldn't give a Isha tzedakah v'seisa. Send it with your wife. Rav Amar, Zeh ma'shagel ishtoi basa she'ena v'chutach ba'ar v'shavasas. An example of being imtoiv is someone who sends his boss, his wife, boss her for Shabbos. So the Mashal speaks out, it's a mitzvah. Don't hear mitzvahs that are done the wrong way. So someone who sends meat for Shabbos to his wife, but he didn't cut out the chelev, and he sends it right before Shabbos, and right before Shabbos, she's not going to have time to fix it up, and she's going to be Myra Hette that probably her husband did it already. The chelev wasn't taken out, the gidanosh wasn't taken out. So it's right before Shabbos, I can have time to do this. It's on Shabbos, and just dump it into a chal and to finish. But, and therefore, that's not the proper thing to do. Rav Meshagar, Rav used to send right before Shabbos to meet his wife. Shani Bas Rav Chista, the Kimle Begavad of Akia. Rav Chista was a baki and she knew how to take it out. It wouldn't take so much time and she knew exactly a meat that was not manukar. So therefore, we're not worried about that. Rav Yechanon Kimati Lahaik Rav Bachi. Rav Yechanon, when he reached this pasuk, he used to cry. It's a pasuk in Chumash. When it says, when Klai Yisrael is found in major tzaras, it says in that pasuk that Va'onsa Hashir is the fun of. The parish of Azinu will come and be an aid, because her will not be forgotten from the Zari. They'll know about this parish in Azinu. So it says, Loshen, Royis Vitzoris. So what is that? Royis Rabbis Vitzoris. Eved Rabbi Mamziloi Royis Vitzoris Kali Yeshloi. Eved, as master, gives him Royis and Tzoris. Does he have a Tekano? My Royis Vitzoris. What does that mean? Omarav, Royis not Tzoris Wazu. It's misfortunes that turn into tzaris to each other. Kigoin, zibura va'akraba. That means that one is a wasp, one's a scorpion, and the Gemara in Masechta Zvarizara says that for a scorpion, the remedy is heat, and for a wasp, the remedy is cold. And they each bad for the other type of bite. So here, he got a bite of a wasp and a scorpion. And if he does the heat remedy, then it's bad for the other one. And if he does the cold remedy, it's bad for the other one. So it's rois that were tzores. Tzores, loshon tzores, like two wives are called tzores. Here was rois that were tzores to each other, and that's the worst type of calamity that can happen to someone. V'shmul amah zeh mamzi lo imoyos lo oni b'shas doichai. So Rashi learns it's going back in toivim ra. We stopped the middle for a little break. We're going back to toivim ra. We had it before. Apostle says, sometimes if you do a toiv, you get punished. So he said, tupshatim, either means... three pshatim. He said either means you give tzedakah to ani b'pasa or to isha privately, or you send the meat. Now, there's another pshat for Rashi. The pshat is that you lend the guy money to the ani. You give the money to the ani like already when he's like mamish b'shas dochay, where he can't get out of the hole anymore. Which means if you give a guy money when it's not so desperate yet, so he'll buy food at a normal price and he'll get everything good. But if you give him money at the last minute, he'll take $30 and buy an apple because he's so starving, and people know that, so they're gonna take advantage of him. So there, mamtzli moi is the only b'shas dochay. Amar Rav Hayin Amar Inchi zuzo la alala lo yishchicha l'tlisa shchicha. The zuz to buy tvua is not shchiach, but l'tlisa is shchiach, which means when you want to put away food, then it's more shchiach. When before you're desperate, it's more shchiach. So that is Rashi's pshat, go to Toivim Ra. Toisus does not like this pshat for common reasons. One of the reasons is that the Mara has a major hefsek in middle, so why would you say now, middle of this, after Roy's Tzaris, you say also back to Toivim Ra? And also, he said the Gemara says that you give only b'shas docha, it's a good thing b'shas docha give money. So he doesn't like this pshat. Therefore, he says, going back on Tzaris, Rabbis for Roy's. He says, what's an example of Tzaris, Roy's? He says, the example is like this, that there was a person who had to pay taxes on his property, but he didn't have any money. So someone gives him money, and he takes that money right away. The moishel comes and takes the money away from the ani. So what do? You lent the money, and he had to pay off. If you wouldn't have paid, if you wouldn't have gave money, he would have been moishel, they would have moishel the chayv. They would have declared bankruptcy and finished. They would have been moishel the chayv. So here you gave him money to lose it right away. That's why it's not a good thing. So that's like Roy's Tzaris Rabbis. That's what Tosis learns. It's going back on certain type of Tzaris. Look at Mara Vaita. It says in the Pasuk, V'chori api v'yoyim ahu v'zaftim v'starti panem ahem v'hoyo lechol v'matzu Roy's Rabbis Tzaris. So the Pasuk says, V'chori api v'yoyim ahu v'zaftim v'starti panem ahem, that Klal Yisrael will have Hester upon him. Omarav Bardla Bartavyomi. Omarav. Kol she'ena v'hester upon him, enem ahem. Anyone that does not have Hester upon him is not a Yid. A Yid has Hester upon him. Kol she'ena v'vahoyo lechol enem ahem. Anyone doesn't have tzaras of v'vahoyo lechol, that the goyim are coming and taking away his money, he's not a Yid. Part of being a Yid is, avad is not the best thing, but part of a Yid a lot of times faces Hester upon him and faces goyim who take away their money. You don't have a Hester upon him. You have a very good life. Like we had in Mesechtas Bayit Katan, that he was very rich. And he says, you have no problems. No one takes away your money. So he answered, do you know how much money I privately sent to the Shor Malka to actually be protected? I feel a hachi, it's still, Yavu be Rabbanon right now. Since the Rabbanon looked at him with a shikul ayin hara, Ad Hachi showed the Beish Vamalka Vagavua. The Shomal came and they completely cleaned them out. Omar Hainan Tanya, they said, this is what the Bryce says, Omar Shimon Gamil, Komokoim Shinoslu Chom Einehem. Any weird Chom looked at, which they looked at with their eye, let's say, eye in a raw, Oy Misa Oyni. Either there's Misa or Oyni. And Tosis actually points out that this thing was predicted. Mestechus Brachas at the end, the Parak Haroya, has a whole story there where Bar Hedya, who said over dreams, and he set up a dream for Rava that his wife's going to die and he'll lose all his money from the Melech. And this was the story that happened. He lost his money, that the Shvar Malka came to Maisa and took away all his money.